Amen. And we decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare that we are the head. We decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord this day. We decree and declare that we are the strength of the Lord this day. We decree and declare clarity over our lives on this day. We decree and declare angelic visitations take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families on this day. We decree and declare an abundance, your abundance, O Lord, on this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord on this day. We decree and declare that love of the Lord continues to surround and encompass us and our families on this day. We decree and declare divine connections on this day. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding take over us right now on this day. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and the lives of our families on this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being on this day. We decree and declare right relationships take place now on this day. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord, on this day. We decree and declare the turnaround take place now on this day. We decree and declare the double portion happen now on this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word continue to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path on this day. We decree and declare the favor of the Lord surround us, even around travel, as we come and as we go on this day. We decree and declare escalation and promotion over our lives and our families' lives on this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow on this day. We decree and declare money making money, creative ideas happening on this day. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind on this day. We decree and declare that God loads us daily with benefits, for he is our salvation. On this day, we decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth now on this day. We decree and declare open doors, open opportunities for your people on this day. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessing which we have not room to receive on this day. We decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower. On this day, we decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail. On this day, we decree and declare right relationships take over right now. On this day, oh prophetess, let's open up the line and start speaking in our heavenly language. Yes, she.
Thank you. Amen. Father God, thank you for this opportunity once again to meet together in agreement in prayer, Lord God. Thank you for your presence, Father. Thank you for your grace, your mercy that covers us, your presence that is with us. Have your way, Lord, tonight in our midst. Touch our hearts to pray your will as we come together in agreement. And thank you for continued testimonies, Lord, and victories for each one on the call, Lord God, and even our families, Lord God. Thank you for your continued direction, Lord. And thank you for even the prosperity that you have for us, Lord God, that there will be testimonies of financial breakthroughs in our bank accounts and our wallets, Lord God, and people giving into our hands, which is what your word declares, Lord God, for the kingdom, Lord God. As we have been faithful with our tithes and offerings, Lord God, we thank you in advance for your favor and for your promises from your word that are manifesting and will continue to manifest in our lives. Thank you for Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah, Lord, and the plan you put in their hearts for globalizing the prophetic. And we lift up the trip to Africa, Father God. Continue to bring provision for the trip, even above and beyond, Lord God. Prepare the way, Lord God. Prepare the ground, Father, and with all even contacts there in Africa that are to be made as the prophets go to Africa, Father God. Prepare the way ahead, Lord God. Let your favor and protection be with each one, Lord God, that there be safe journey and that all will be made clear for each one to be a part of that trip that you would have. Participate, Lord God, and those there that you would have meet up with them as well. that you are calling to globalize the prophetic, Lord God. Thank you for favor all around it, Lord God, and protect each one and continue to make a way. And Lord God, I pray for continued direction and insight in each of our personal lives, Lord God, and our spiritual walk with you, our spiritual growth, Lord God. Thank you for the teachings, Lord, that we are having with the books each month of Master Prophet, and all that you are teaching us and bringing us into insight and wisdom, Lord God. Continue to direct our paths and make the way clear for us as you prepare us for what you've called us to do in each one of our lives, Lord God, the plans for good that you have for us. And Lord, to you be the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. Thank you, God, for ordering our steps, oh God. Thank you, God, that is your way and not our way, oh God. Thank you, God, for the all truth and mercy dwell richly in our hearts, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for letting your light shine upon us, oh God, and your presence shine through us, oh God, and influence us to follow you, continue to follow you, God. Thank you, God, for ordering our step, God. Thank you, God, for creativity, God. Thank you, God, for joy, love, and divine connections, oh God. Thank you, God, for the overflow of blessings, oh God. And thank you, God, for strengthening our hearts, oh God, for you are our refuge, oh God. Thank you, God, for breakthroughs, God. Thank you, God, that you are bigger than anything life can bring, God. Thank you, God, for creative ideas, oh God. Thank you, God, for the shift, oh God. Thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, God. Thank you, God, for peace all around us and even in our communities, God. Thank you, God, for innovative ideas, oh God. And thank you, God, for traveling mercies, oh God. Thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air or sea or land, God. And thank you, God, for keeping us safe and guiding us, oh God, wherever we may be, God. And again, thank you, God, for Master Prophet, our leader, and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, our leading lady, and all their children and family and all that's going with them on their journey, oh God. And we want to also thank you, God, for just protecting them and ordering their step, oh God, and letting them be that influence, that light. You shine that light upon them, God, that the people will glorify you, God, as they teach your word, oh God, to others, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for letting they give their hearts and minds to you, God, and letting them want to surrender all to you, God, as they hear your word, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for also being with the sick and the shut-in, God. We want to thank you, God, for sustaining them by your insurance and your presence, oh God. And God, we really truly also want to thank you, God, for our leaders, oh God, all your leaders all around the world, oh God. Thank you, God, for giving them directions, God, in their lives and in the lives of your people, God. And thank you, God, for making us whole, complete, and divine, oh God. And thank you, perfect, whole, complete, and divine, God. And thank you, God, for leading all of us through our journey of life, oh God. Thank you, God, for restoration, oh God. Thank you, God, for teaching us how to trust fully in your infinite love, God. Thank you, God, for increase, oh God. Thank you, God, for giving us the right connections, God. Thank you, God, for soulmates, God. Thank you, God, for keeping your marriage strong and full of love, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for communication and giving us the right people, God, in our lives to help us, oh God. Thank you, God, for that, oh God. And thank you, God, for revealing unto the youth your truth, God. And thank you, God, that fear of the fear of you is the beginning of wisdom, oh God. Thank you for teaching the children that, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for your hedge and protection over us, over our family and loved ones, God. And thank you, God, for protection and safety and giving them protection over the children as they go to school and from school, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for opening our eyes that we may behold your wondrous, the wondrous things, of your laws, God. And thank you, God, again, for keeping us each and every day of our lives, oh God. And thank you again, God, for joy, love, and divine connections, God, and order in our step, oh God. And most of all, we want to thank you, God, for whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters, oh God. And may the words out of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In your precious, masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall prosper, and whatsoever he doeth, his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And we thank you, Father God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness. Thank you for drawing us together again on this morning, this new day that you have allowed us to see, God. Thank you, God, because your word says, in the morning I will look up and I will pray. You will hear my voice in the morning, God, and you're hearing our voices this morning. Thank you, God, for the company of prophets. Thank you for Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and for their vision and for allowing us to come together as a unified group in prayer, God. You said we're two or three are gathered together in your name. You are in the midst, and we thank you, God, for hovering over us, for being with us, God, for providing a platform for us, God, and for hearing our prayers. God, I want to thank you for your mercy. Your mercy endures forever, and I love you, Lord. And God, I just want to say I pray for the trip, the upcoming trip to Ghana, and for all those who are going, God. I pray for their safety, God. I pray for your anointing to just pour out, God, and bless them in a mighty way. Bless them as they go up in the mountains. Bless the other prophets who are already gathered there in the mountains of Ghana. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for your kindness. And God, I ask you to remember us here as we are facing another possible Hurricane Jose. God, but we know that you already have that under control in the palm of your hand, God. And I ask you, Lord, to keep it away, God. Just speak to that storm that it will obey you and turn out to sea, God, as these storms have been horrendous. But God, we know that everything is working together for your good, for your good and for your mercy. And God, I also ask that you would remember the elders, those who have had birthdays recently and upcoming birthdays. Mother Jordan, allowing her to see another year. Prophetess Cleola, allowing her to see another year. God, thank you. And Prophetess Kelly, allowing her to see another year. And bless your elders, Lord. Bless the golden seers, God. Look upon them wherever they might be, whatever they might be going through, God. Bless them, touch them, encourage them, strengthen them in their bodies and their minds, God. And thank you, God, for all that you do for us. We're just grateful. We don't praise you enough, God. We don't thank you enough, God. But you said all things are possible, and it's possible that we can thank you even more. I just praise you, God. And God, I ask you also to remember each and every prophet on the line. Remember their families, God. Touch their families. Touch them and strengthen them, keep them, encourage them, bless them. And all the people who are listening in on the line tonight, God, bless them, touch them in their bodies, in their minds, in their finances, God, and whatever they're facing, God, be with them. Let them know that you are there. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you, Father. We thank you for a new day that you're showing us even now, Father God. Father God, your word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father. We thank you for allowing us to stand in your will and in your word even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for every life here on the line. We thank you for the families even now. We thank you for our children and our elders even now, Father God. Father God, touch our minds even now, touch our hearts, Father God. Father God, any anger that is present, Father, allow it to dissipate, Father God. Dismantle the anger and allow your love to shine through, Father God. Father God, allow us to hear your word and hear it clear. Allow clarity to reign even now, Father God. Father God, allow peace to reign even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done in our lives, Father God. Speak to the winds and the wave and now, Father God. Father God, touch our crown from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God. Allow restoration to happen in the lives of your people even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for your divine protection, Father God, and thank you for your divine covering even now, wherever we may be even now, Father God. Father God, order and direct us even now, Father God. Lead us and guide us even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for dispatching your protective angels, your guardian angels, even now, on our loved ones, even now, Father God. In your mighty name we pray, and I love you, Lord. Continue to cover my household. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you, Father God, for this conference, Lord. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing, Father God, on this midnight cry. We thank you, Father God, for your people, Father God. Right now I want to thank you, Father God, even now, for we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for our leaders right now, Father God. I want to thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, and the vision that they have for the house, Father God. Thank you for the globalizing of the prophetic, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for a divine hedge of protection, Father God, that your will and your way be done, Father God, even as they go to Ghana, Father God. I want to thank you now for touching each and every leader, Father God. I want to thank you for touching our bishops and pastors and our ministers and elders, Father God. Thank you for touching each and every reverend, each and every deacon, deaconess, Father God, prophet and prophetess. We thank you now for touching the fivefold ministry. We want to lift up each and every prophet and prophetess, Father God, in the prophetic order, Father God. Thank you for covering your daughter, prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. I want to thank you for the divine healing and restoration. We speak wholeness, healing, and completion, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you for touching our elders, touch our grandparents, touch our mothers, our fathers, Father God. Continue to just touch those that have even stand in the gap, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for just keeping your people, Father God. Thank you for divine restoration, Father God, that you're showing, Father God, even to our elders and grandparents, Father God, and our mothers and fathers, Father God. Thank you for just covering them, Father God. Cover their minds, Father God. Continue to give them strength, Father God. Just give them strength to your body, Father God. I want to thank you for continuing to be a shield and a buckler, Father God, even for our children, Father God, and even as they are in the school year, Father God. I want to thank you for covering their minds, Father God. Continue to bless them, Father God, as they come and as they go, Father God. Thank you for making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, Father God. I want to thank you for doing a new things, Father God, even inside of the marriages of your people, Father God. Touch relationships, Father God. I want to thank you for right relationships even now, Father God. I want to thank you for stability in marriages, Father God, and stability inside of the families and inside of the homes, Father God. Peace be still and know that I am God. Father God, I want to thank you now for sending your word, Father God, and your word showing forth and manifesting, Father God, even in the lives of your people in such a new way, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for new ideas, Father God. Thank you for new ideas, Father God, new money-making money ideas that you're granting your people even now, Father God. Thank you for divine provision. Thank you for the increase of the Lord, Father God, that you continue to surround us with, Father God. I want to thank you for your word says that if I be lifted up, that I will draw all men unto you. Thank you, Father God, for keeping our eyes stayed on the hill, which cometh our help. We'll be so careful to give your name all the praise, all the glory, all the honor that is so worthily due. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Just want to tell you that we love you, Lord. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you that you are our rock, and in you we trust. You are our shield and the horn of our salvation. You're our high tower, our refuge, our Savior. You save us from violence. You save us from the violent man. You save us from violent weather, turbulence, and destruction. We bless you, Father God, that you have preserved us alive. We thank you, Lord God, that violence shall no more be heard in our land, wasting nor destruction within our borders, but you shall call our walls salvation and our gates praise. We thank you, Lord, for restoration, restoring that which has been violently taken away. Amen. Even by creditors, Lord God, even by calamity and destruction. We thank you, Lord God, for repairing and restoring that which has been destroyed by the hurricane. We thank you, Lord, for your provision and your merciful and compassionate hand towards your people, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have lifted us up above, high above our enemies that would have risen up against us. You've delivered us from the violent man. You've delivered us, Lord God, and lifted us up above those that have been adversarial. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Father God, that you've redeemed us from the curse of the law. You've redeemed us from sickness, from poverty, from spiritual death. For poverty, you've given us wealth. For sickness, you've given us health. And for death, you've given us eternal life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you loose the bands of wickedness and undo heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free. And you break every yoke of bondage, every yoke of sickness, every yoke of oppression, every yoke of jealousy, every yoke of control. We thank you, Lord God, that you clean our streets. You clean up our neighborhoods. We thank you for the Holy Ghost sweeping through our cities and wiping away, amen, the tears of the oppressed and lack and poverty and homelessness. Lord God, bring forth now prosperity. Bring forth now provision. Bring forth now the open door. Expand our borders. Enlarge our territories, we pray. We thank you, Lord God, that you guide us continually with your eye. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of you. And right now, Father God, we pull down every stronghold that would disturb our peace. We destroy the yoke of the enemy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that every yoke of infirmity, every yoke of oppression, every yoke of depression, every yoke of addiction is destroyed because of your anointing. And we bless you for our archbishop, our pastor. We bless you, Lord God, for healing Prophetess Cynthia Dawson and raising her up again. And we thank you, Lord God, for every home that's represented on these calls. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
And Father, we just want to bless your name on this morning, thanking you, Lord, because, Father, you are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. And, Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for ordering our footsteps, for leading and guiding us and showing us a better way. Father, we just want to thank you right now, Lord. Father, we want to bless your holy name, and we want to thank you, Lord, in advance for the blessing. Yes, we want to thank you, Lord, for the breakthrough. We want to thank you, Lord, that the enemy is already under our feet. He has no power, no authority in our lives. But, Father, we just want to thank you and bless your name because, Father, you are our shepherd, and you are the one, Father, that shall lead us and guide us. Therefore, Father, we have no need nor want for anything, Lord. But Father, we know that you are the God that is more than enough. You are the God that supplies every one of our needs. Therefore, Father, we want to give your name praise and thanks for this morning. And Father, even as we move about this day, Father, we pray that your will be done even in and through our life, Father. Cause us to be people and individuals of great wisdom and great wealth and great understanding.
understanding. Cause us, Father, to know what we need to do. Cause the anointing of Issachar to come upon us, Father, so that we too would know what we too need to do, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we will move in your timetable and we will flow as you have ordered and ordained for us to flow in and through thee, Father. Father, have your way. Let your will be done, Father. And Father, we'll be so kept to give your name the glory, the honor, now and forevermore. We thank you for the prosperity. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the peace. We thank you, Lord, for all your many benefits and blessings that you have bestowed upon us on this day. We give your name the praise and the thanks. Amen. Amen, amen. But we want to thank God for all our partners that are with us, that are standing with us in prayer. We want to also thank all our prophets that are saying yes to prayer in times like these. We just want to thank and honor every one of you and say thank you once again, family. Are there any announcements before we close? Because I'm getting ready to decrease. So, Prophetess Darling, you could take over. Give forth the announcement as to what would be happening. God bless you, family, and thank you. I love each and every one of you. To life, peace.
Love you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we want to open up for any announcements at this time. Any announcements? Prophet Joshua, Prophetess Bethany.
Prophetess Darling, I'm still here.
Amen.
So what I can do? Go ahead,
Prophetess. Yes, and join us at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard for our conference call with our very own Master Prophet, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard. And check your emails, people of God, because there is a countdown happening. You want to be in the loop as to what is happening with the upcoming trip and travel of our prophetic family. Amen. Prophet Darling.
Amen. Any other announcements? Amen. Join us again on midnight for another midnight cry. And we just want to encourage those of you who have not stretched out and joined us on the lineup. Amen. We invite you to join us and stand in the gap for the people of God. Amen. You stand for God's people, God will stand with and for you. Amen? Amen. Thank you all for joining us again for another Midnight Cry, and we will say good night.